You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Welcome to another episode of Two Peas on a Podcast, counting down movies, music, TV, and pop culture, one top five at a time. And now, here are the Two Peas, Andy and Gerald.
What's up, my people? Welcome into another episode of Two Peas. You got Gerald and Andy today. Gerald's here.
Andy is across from Gerald. Your voice, I always forget how deep it is.
Well,
like, you have a beautiful voice. You have a sexy voice.
Is it
voice.
Deeper today? Or?
Well, I just forget. Oh. I've missed you so much.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
You text me all the time. Gerald doesn't like talking on the phone.
I can't do voice. Yeah, I can't talk.
So he never
phone.
Talks to
That's
me.
That's accurate.
He texts me.
I prefer that.
So I miss your voice. I miss hearing
well,
you.
Here I am, brother.
I don't miss seeing you.
I was going to say, the audio part's okay.
Yes.
Have a face for radio. Have a face for podcast. That's what I meant to all
It's so true. It's so true. That's a terrible compliment.
Look, guys, welcome into Two Peas on a Podcast. We're back. Gerald and Andy are back together. You know, a lot of our regular listeners will know this, but we've been getting together about once a month. And
this is nice.
Count down some top five stuff, some fun
I
stuff.
I can't take you more than once a month.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? So we're, you know, we're doing bonus episodes.
We are.
We're keeping the folk. We're having a lot of guests on, which have been great. October was all Halloween themed.
We had
a great time.
How was your Halloween, by the way?
It was good.
You had a good Halloween?
It was good. We had a great time. There's pics up on Instagram and everything.
You were victims of your son who was a vampire, right?
My son was a vampire. He was Dracula.
Yeah.
And we were the undead. He turned us.
All parents will understand that because we're all victims of our children, right?
Basically, all of our children kill us slowly.
Drain our bodily fluids.
Absolutely.
Slowly.
But October's over, man. We're back now. The Peas have a new top five. What are we doing today, Andy?
Today, we are counting down the top five TV cartoon shows.
That's accurate. That's accurate.
Animated TV.
Series. Animated series. That's right. Yeah, TV cartoons.
I'm excited, dude. I love cartoons. I love cartoons.
Before we get into our top five, what we do at the beginning of the show is as opposed to boring everyone like we already have for 2.5 minutes,
this is witty commentary.
We give our one cool thing. So our one cool thing is the coolest thing that's happened to us since the last time we recorded.
Does it include me showing up this morning?
Is that it? Well, do it prior to today because obviously that's the coolest thing.
Okay.
Well, you want to go for what's the one cool thing?
Cool thing. Now this goes with the Halloween theme.
Okay,
but, you know,
that's fine.
It was October.
Mine does too.
I officiated a wedding. It was a costumed wedding because the bride and groom just love Halloween. The groom was Frankenstein. The bride was the bride of Frankenstein, and I got to dress up as a Jedi.
That's awesome.
I got to officiate a wedding. My two favorite things: ministry and Jedi things.
And Star Wars.
Exactly.
That's perfect for you, man.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And I was asking.
I'm going to start doing every wedding like that.
And I was asking if you got pics. When you get them, I'll throw them up on the Two Peas Instagram.
Please do.
Folks are going to want to see that.
So from now on, when people ask me or try to hire me for to officiate their wedding, I'm going to say, by the way, I wear Jedi costumes when I do this. That's cool, right?
Yeah, I'm a Jedi for hire.
Exactly. How cool is that?
I bring the forces. The force is free of charge.
I even had they gave me a microphone because they wanted to do their vows, but it was an outside thing. So I had a microphone in my pocket, kind of like a lightsaber.
Oh, right. Well done. Well done.
Microphone in my pocket.
Is that a microphone in your pocket?
On this day, it was a microphone.
It was actually a microphone. All right. Well, my one cool thing is also Halloween themed.
Okay.
And I think I may have mentioned it on the last time we were together, but it happened. So the one cool thing that happened is my daughter came in town the weekend before Halloween.
Okay.
And we had a horror weekend, man.
Oh, that's
we went to see
she
the
likes
new,
those oh, kind of yeah, horror
getting
type
into
stuff
that
too.
Stuff
yeah,
too.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I'm probably forcing it on her more than anything else. But
exactly. She probably hates horror
movies.
She's
probably like, oh my God.
Here we go again.
But we went to see the new Halloween movie, the reboot that they did.
What do you think? Because that's your jam.
I loved it.
You liked it?
It was amazing. The score I gave it was, I believe, an 8 out of 10. It was
8 out of 10, and you're pretty critical of movies, I must say.
I mean, it had some flaws, but it was just a great flick. So we saw that the Friday night that she rolled in.
Dude.
And then Saturday night, we went to the Halloween bash at the Myers house. Now, what this is...
What is the Myers house?
Yeah, what this is, this guy named Kenny that lives in Hillsboro, which is only about a half hour away from us, in North Carolina, has his home where he lives is a replica of the Myers house.
Built as a replica when they built it? Like, hey, let's make this,
the
Myers house?
Yeah, he used
the
plans from...
What?
Because the house they filmed Halloween 1978 is in California.
Okay.
And he got the plans to that actual house where the scenes were filmed, and he built it inside
now
and
that's
out.
That's a fan.
And that's a fan, brother.
That's a fan.
And over the, he did that about 10 years ago or so. And over the course of the last decade, he's kind of turned it into, he lives there, but he's turned it into kind of like a horror museum almost. It's just full of memorabilia.
Not
and
just from the Halloween.
And, no, just horror in general. So
that's
he has
like
a,
your Graceland.
It's my dream home, dude. Yeah. So yeah, it's like exactly. It's like Graceland, but it's like for horror instead of for Elvis. But anyway, so we went there. They screened the original Halloween on the lawn there. We got to go inside the house and look at all his memorabilia. Her and I went dressed as Ghostface and Casey from Scream.
Another one of your favorites.
Which we talked about. Yes. I love that movie. So we just had a blast, man. It was a great weekend with her, and it was also kind of horror Halloween themed.
That is so wonderful that you can have that connection with your daughter. There. That's so cool.
Kenny's a really cool guy, and that was my first year going, even though it's right up the road.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to go for so long. So
and your daughter went with me.
Know,
dude,
man.
I'm so excited.
I know. That's, and I think cool. Now that she's of age and she can enjoy that kind of stuff, I feel like we're probably going to make that an annual thing. Because it was really cool, man.
Yeah.
It's really chill. You know, they let you bring coolers of beer out there.
So even as your daughter gets older and eventually learns to hate
out
you,
there.
You'll still have this one thing.
One day a year. Honey, I need you to like me today. Put on a costume. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do, Andy? You want to count down our top five TV cartoons?
I would love to.
Let's
count
do it,
down our top five TV cartoons.
Five, four, three, two, one.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
So you're gonna go first.
I'm gonna go first.
All right. So
you went first last time. It's my turn.
Did you look at my list? Don't fucking.
No, I didn't look at your list.
Just stay away from my computer. I feel like you're gonna cheat on me.
Look at your list.
And I don't know. Do you think before you start, before you give your number five, do you think we'll have any crossover?
I do. At least one.
At least one.
I think there's gonna be one that everyone has a crossover. I mean, come on. Wait.
I might anger some folks.
I left one off. I'm going to walk out.
Left one off because I almost am 100% positive you have it. Not only that, but I talked about this a little bit on the last few bonus episodes we've done. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen yet.
Yeah.
But I've just started this new thing where I just pick my five favorite. I'm not focused.
That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do.
I know, but
a
lot of people.
What else are we doing
here?
Well,
I'm going to tell you what a lot of people.
I just pick my five.
What I mean by that is what a lot of people will do when they do countdowns is they'll try to pick the five best. Like
I go for my favorites.
Consensus wise.
Yes.
But then again, I'm just like, these are the five that are personal to me. There's a couple that people might be like, what the fuck? Why did you pick
what's
that?
What's wrong with
that? But like, I just loved them as a young kid or whatever.
That's cool, man.
Point it was
I'm
in my life.
For you.
Anyway, so I left one off because it, truth be told, is not one of my five favorites. I get why it is on 80% of people's list.
Okay.
I don't want to give anything away. So I'm getting a little deep here in the beginning.
You're,
all right.
You're so deep.
We left that show behind. Why am I getting so deep?
So deep.
So start us off, Andy. What's your number five TV animated series?
My number five is, I guess it would be considered a genre because there were so many of them, but this has so much impact on my young life. I think it's called collectively Looney Tunes. We're talking about Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Yosemite Sam, Porky Pig.
Number five, brother?
That's number five for me.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right, Looney Tunes, because I mean...
No, it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season, wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
All those characters are monumental. I mean, we're talking about, this is a classic show. The art is wonderful. The social commentary. I actually tried to show this to my kids because I had it on like a DVD pack.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty violent as
compared
to
a lot of people
shows.
Say it's not really PC either.
Yeah, but it's not. No. It's not at all. Most of the characters aside, Bugs Bunny was my hero growing up.
He's the man.
Because, I mean, he was such a simple guy. You know, Daffy Duck was very, very greedy and, you know, just wanted everything his way. But Bugs just wanted to have a good time.
I mean, if we were doing iconic cartoon characters, I mean,
Bugs Bunny.
I mean,
I want a carrot. My hole in the ground. I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
But he always had something over everyone. Like, he couldn't be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he always won in the end. You knew that Bugs Bunny was always going to win because he was Bugs Bunny.
Well, Looney Tunes is on my list. I'll talk about it a little bit here in a little while. So
okay.
We do have crossover right away. I will say five is mad low, in my opinion, brother.
But that's a great job.
Looney Tunes is iconic.
Duck season, Wabbit season, Duck season, Wabbit season.
It's classic, man. Yes. It's classic.
Longhorn, right. Foghorn, Leghorn, reading them big headed books. Yep. Looney Tunes. So Looney Tunes is my number five.
I'll get into Looney Tunes in a little bit because it is on my list. Okay, all right. Good. My number five is the most recent on my list.
Okay.
Maybe the most recent that's going to show up today. I'm not sure. But it originally aired in 1999 and it's still running. Long running series. And it's the kind of show, which now that I'm looking at my list, pretty much all of these would fall in this category, but it's cool because
you have a genre, I see.
It's the kind of show that adults, they have jokes in there for adults that go over kids' heads.
Yeah.
But kids still enjoy the show. You could be
really
you could be 2 years old and just like
that's unique
laugh,
to reach both those.
And you could be, you know, my age and just get some of those like adult humor jokes that the kids don't even know what they're talking about. But anyway, the series is SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob. Now, I never got into SpongeBob, but I've met a lot of people who just love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is amazing, brother. It's going to go down. It's going to be kind of like Looney Tunes.
Really?
It's going to be 100 years from now. People are going to be like, SpongeBob was revolutionary.
Really? See, I don't even think I've watched a full episode of SpongeBob.
You know, Mr. Krabs, you know, he's he's SpongeBob's boss, and he's a penny pincher, you know, so he's don't want to spend any money, and he's very kind of like,
he's
you know,
a pincher.
Tight around the belt. And so all those jokes about money and finances that are thrown in there for adults, but the kids don't care because the show is so colorful. It's underwater. The name of the town is Bikini Bottom.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob!
Drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants!
The Kitty Bob! Did you watch the movie? They had a movie,
I loved it, man. David Hasselhoff made a cameo in it.
Okay.
But yeah, the movie was great. And I just love SpongeBob. I mean, it is very silly. Obviously.
Yes.
There's no, like you were saying with Looney Tunes, there's not really any social commentary.
Yeah,
in it.
Looney Tunes
you're
was
not
all
gonna,
social commentary, it seemed.
Yeah, you're not going to learn anything about watching SpongeBob. But it's
which
just
is like right up your alley, right?
Yeah, it's perfect for me. It's just, you know, it's just colorful and fun, and all the characters have their own little quirks, and, you know, Squidward is just hates the world. He hates his job.
Is that the pink guy?
No, the pink guy's Patrick, and he's an idiot. That's
is that the one you identify with?
Yeah, he's my fave.
Okay.
But, you know, he's SpongeBob's best friend, and he's just absent-minded, feeble-minded, and, you know, SpongeBob kind of is, too. And they're best friends, and like I said, Mr. Krabs, then you have Squidward, who's just the angry next-door neighbor who is really cynical and just hates everything.
That is kind of an adult kind of, because we've all had that angry next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
When I was in college, over a summer, my friend and I lived in an apartment complex because we were working somewhere, and they gave it to us for free. Our next-door neighbor was cynical, hated the world, was always banging on the walls when I'm playing music. It just hated me. Like every time I drove up in my car, he was standing up there with his
arms
folded.
One of my favorite episodes in SpongeBob. There's been hundreds. One of my favorite ones, though. Because SpongeBob is always trying to win Squidward over. You know, he wants to be friends with his neighbor. He's always like bringing him stuff. And Squidward's always like in his mind, just leave me alone. Like, I don't want to be friends with you.
I just want to be left alone,
And there's this one scene where Squidward's in the shower. And, you know, he's like bathing in the shower. And he's humming a tune, you know.
Okay.
And he hears another voice humming. And he turns around, SpongeBob's in the shower with him.
That's wonderful.
He just crept in his house. And he's like, la-da-doo, la-da-dee, la-da-dum, you know. And he's like, what the hell are you doing in here?
It's that character. I love that. Yeah. I love those characters who just try.
Great,
they try too hard. You know, I love it. That's cool. I'm glad you like that.
That's great,
cool.
Man. SpongeBob is my number five.
Number five.
Andy, what's your number four, brother?
My number four. Now, for me personally, and this could be for a lot of people of my generation, I don't know if it introduced the United States or the Western world, but this show introduced me and so many other people to Japanimation. We're talking about Dragon Ball Z.
All right.
Okay. I don't know if you're a huge fan, but Dragon Ball Z is about this mythical race of creatures called the Saiyans. They're from this planet that blew up. They're a warrior race. And of course, Goku, our hero, ends up as a young child on the planet Earth.
Right, okay.
You know, when the full moon shones, he turns into this monster, but they take his tail off. And Goku is the very model of the Japanese warrior. He is focused on just the good. He just wants to do good. He just wants to help people. But he wants to be the best and the strongest because he's disciplined. He wants to be the best that he can be. Right. He has no ego, but he trains hard and he's the strongest in the world, or in the galaxy, whatever, because that's just what he does. So he's like this great Japanese character. And I mean, it's constant fighting and and shit talking, and every episode is 30 minutes long, but nothing really happens. It has that classic Japan like standoffs that nothing really happens for 10 episodes. So but Dragon Ball Z was my jam. So I love that show.
I'm familiar with it, but I've never watched an episode. I've never seen it. Is this related to Pokemon or any of that shit?
No.
Because I don't watch that either.
Not at all.
Okay.
There was Dragon Ball when Goku was young, and then there was Dragon Ball Z, the one I'm talking about, probably the most popular one. Then there's other Dragon Ball
Dragon
shows.
Ball Z, like in the 90s? Or
Dragon Ball Z, I want to say late 90s into 2000s.
Never watched it.
Oh, man. But, it brings me to tears at certain points.
I know of it.
Such a good... Like I said, I think now you get a lot of that Japanimation coming in. Dragon Ball Z was one of the shows that really introduced me and a lot of the world to this kind of Japanese style of cartoon.
Okay.
And it's just so, it's so good, and it's so, it really touches you in that place that makes you want to be stronger, makes you want to go out and save the world.
I got you.
You know?
Dragon Ball Z.
That's my number four.
I didn't see that coming,
brother. You look at me and you think, warrior, right?
I don't have any Japanimation on mine. No? So mine are all kind of like silly, stupid that don't take a lot of brain power to watch. Okay. All right. So
My number four, brother.
I don't know if you ever seen it. There's a couple that are back to back here that aired at the same time in the 90s.
Okay.
The years might kind of explain it, but I was smoking a lot of weed, brother. back in the day when these were on. So number four for me, it originally aired in 1995. I graduated high school in 94, so I was in college in 95. It is Pinky and the Brain.
Gee, Brain, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They're Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. They're laboratory mice. Their genes have been sliced. They're Pinky. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Before each night is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world.
Pinky and the Brain. Brain. So what are we going to do tonight? We try to take over the world.
Basically.
Yes. I'm surprised that's number four. You love Pinky and the Brain.
I do love Pinky and the Brain. And a little anecdote, personal connection to this show.
What we're going to do, Brain?
In 1995, when this show aired, is when I was given a gift of my cat, my first pet that I had on my own.
Okay.
I'd gone off to college. I was living by myself. Yeah, I'd had pets when I lived with my family. Of course,
it was their pets that
didn't take care of.
Exactly.
But I got a cat and I named her Pinky because I was into the show and she looked like Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
And that was her name. She lived 20 years, brother. I had that
20
cat.
20 years. Pinky. Pinky hung in there.
I had that cat for 20 years. So naturally, Pinky and the Brain was always kind of top of mind for me just because of that connection I had to it. I love that pet that I had. But this show, I mean, it's silly, right? I mean,
every night they try to take over the world, right?
Yeah, it's two mice that live in this cage together, and the brain comes up with a plan.
He's like an evil genius, right?
He's like, tonight, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to get out of this cage. We're going to take over the world.
That's awesome.
You know, Pinky's always like,
all right, let's do it. He has an accent, right?
Whatever you want to do,
Cockney accent,
brain,
yeah.
You know? And then, of course, it never works. And it's usually because Pinky's such an idiot, but it just never works. But
I see a theme here. You like the idiots.
Yeah, this show was just fun, man. And had a very simple formula. You know, every episode was basically the same with just a different scheme. And it ran for 4 years. And they originally, I don't know if this is going to get mentioned today, so I don't want to do any spoilers, but Pinky and the Brain originally showed up in the Animaniacs. They were like
the Animaniacs. Yeah. That's a cool show.
That is. They were like kind of like cameo characters in the Animaniacs, and then they ended up getting their own spinoff show.
Yeah.
So Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
My number four, brother.
Yes. If you had asked me your top five, I would have put that because you've talked about that to me before.
Back in the old marijuana days.
Okay.
As I like to refer to.
We'd like to thank the animators of Pinky and the Brain and those who bring marijuana into this country illegally, now legally. Thank you so much for that.
Ooh, All right, buddy. We're up to you, right? What's your number three? What's number three?
Now, number three is taking me back. I'm going back. This is a cartoon from my childhood. If you take back to like when I was 2, 3, maybe 4 years old in the 80s, all the way up to like middle school, this was the show I watched the most. I used to get up every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock,
yep,
get a big old Georgia Tech cup, had this big Georgia Tech cup filled with chocolate milk, and I used to watch The Muppet Babies.
Oh, good one.
Muppet Babies was my jam. Okay, I love Jim Henson. I love the Muppets.
I've got my computer. I'll play the piano.
Is everything all right in here?
Yes, Nanny.
I didn't start watching those movies until I started watching this show. It had that Jim Henson feel to it. It was about all the Muppets as babies,
yep,
living in a nursery. There's their nanny, who you only see her legs,
right,
the green and white,
right,
socks and her legs.
Right.
And it's about them using their imagination and going off on all these adventures. It has these old movies kind of cut in every time they think in old movies, kind of. They have like a lot of different scenes, a lot of great music. But I mean, this is classic Jim Henson. It had everything Jim Henson touches has a certain quality to it. That's just beautiful. It transcends just a cartoon. But Muppet Babies
was
my
one.
Jam as a kid.
Muppet Babies
Muppet
was a good
Babies.
One. And a little,
we make our dreams come true.
That's on my honorable mentions. Just so
really?
You know, I told my wife what we were recording this month. And that's hers. That's one of hers.
That's one of her, not her favorite, but so one of her top.
Well, I don't know. She didn't give me a list, but I'm like, you know, what are some of yours? Because I'm trying to get ideas.
Yeah, okay.
What are some of yours? And the, like, may have been the first one she named was Muppet, yeah, Babies.
Well, your wife and I might be the same age.
Yeah. You Ish. Are. She's, she gave me in trouble here.
You don't have to say it.
I
you
think
can,
she just,
you can use,
yeah,
hand gestures.
She just turned, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, she might be a little bit older.
But Muppet,
oh,
again, Babies,
I'll
was,
edit that out, honey.
Dude,
she might be a little bit older.
That was my jam.
Yeah,
Muppet Babies was my, it had like I said, I can't describe it. It had a quality.
It's good stuff.
Like, it just made me happy.
It's good stuff, man, and it's on my honorables. I didn't watch it like every week like you did, but
yeah,
I remember fond memories of it. The Muppets, I mean, forget it.
The Muppets.
Jim Henson,
the Muppets,
classic, brother.
As far as like imaginative characters are concerned,
yeah,
Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, and the Muppets.
That's,
I mean,
great. And you're, yes, in, and you're into the movies. You love those.
Oh,
you saw the,
yeah,
new one with Jason Segel and Amy
Adams. I don't like the newer movies because after Jim Henson passed, it kind of lost some of that magic. So I like, you know, the Great Muppet Caper, Muppets Take Manhattan,
oh,
the Muppet
course
movie,
yeah,
all the way up to Muppets from Space.
Oh, of course.
The Muppets Christmas Carol,
yeah,
which was Brian Henson right after Jim died.
That's great.
But the newer ones, they tried to recreate the magic. It kind of got lost
that's
on
great
me. So I like the newest one was pretty good because it was made by a fan and it was about reclaiming that magic.
Jason Segel,
yeah, Jason
and
Segel, yeah,
Amy Adams.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
I mean, it was good.
It was good. I liked it.
But that it's like Charles Schulz.
Chris
it's like
Cooper
trying to redo the Peanuts. I mean, it has,
yeah,
a magic to it that
it
was Jim Henson.
I get it. It's like, when, you know, yeah, when they reboot stuff, it's, you know, it's, we were just talking about Halloween earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to see that lore show up again on the big,
yeah,
screen, but it, there always is a little bit like,
yeah,
the magic's not quite what it was.
That's
you know,
I,
which
I,
is understandable.
I accept,
you know,
that.
And things are different when you take them in your mind as a child or teenager as well. You know, now
that's true too. It's also,
know,
the,
yeah,
place. You know, this is nostalgia. This is what it is.
Right. All right, man. So
give me your
good,
number three.
Good pick, brother.
Give me your number
Muppet
three.
Babies,
I need
pick
it. I need
all right,
it
my
in
number
my life.
My number three is more stoner comedy.
Once again.
Now look, I'm going to tell you
stupid characters.
I'm going to tell you
marijuana. I'm getting a lot of.
I would venture to say this show may have actually what got me into smoking weed. I feel like, I don't know, this show is
so
just
you watched
like,
it like, okay, I gotta
this show is just seriously like, I don't know, I feel like it ran from 91 to 95. Okay, I
only 4 years.
Yeah, only four,
okay,
seasons. I, you know, I graduated in 94, like I said. I was in college in 95. Pinky and the Brain started in 95. I was watching these shows. They actually I can remember they actually came on MTV back to back for a while. MTV was showing like reruns of them.
Okay.
And they would show this one followed by Pinky and the Brain like every day at like 5 o'clock.
Really? Okay.
And I'm fucking, I'm token anyway.
Okay.
So,
what did you actually study in college? What did you
not,
do?
Not really.
Watching
that's,
cartoons and smoking
not
weed.
Not really. That's why I'm sitting here with you today, brother. I fucked up in my life in 95. But while I was fucking up, I was watching these shows. So okay. My number three is the Ren and Stimpy show.
Ren and Stimpy.
Did you ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
Ren and Stimpy first came on, I believe. I think it first came on in Saturday Night Nickelodeon. It was called SNICK.
Yeah.
And one of my honorable mentions is one of that lineup. It was the third one. It was this show, and then
it was like what ended up being the Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Exactly.
Where
that's
it was
what
like,
it was.
You know, kids can enjoy it, but it's
Ren
a little.
Ren and Stimpy was disgusting.
It was
disgusting. It was too much for me. I couldn't watch it.
I don't know, man.
Don't pee on the electric fence.
That's right. I mean, it's just, you know, I haven't seen it.
Stimpy,
so,
you idiot.
I haven't seen it in so many years, but it's a very similar formula to Pinky and the Brain, right?
That's
one
your
of
jam.
Them's kind of, you know, the mastermind, and the other one's kind of an idiot with his tongue sticking out the whole time, and, you know, they're just trying to formulate
like
a plan.
You and me. It's
and
like
they,
you and me.
Yeah, right? And they just can't make it happen, you know, and it's just a very simple
underdog.
Formula.
You look the underdog.
And you can see why these last couple that I've mentioned would be fun to watch whether you were sober or not.
That's wonderful.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
So I had a period of time in my life when I was talking to Jay, brother. So,
watching this, cartoons.
This was
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy was
Ren
one of
Stimpy.
Them, man. So
okay.
Fond memories of my first couple years in college.
Snick. Too. So yeah, this early 90s, I remember when Saturday Nickelodeon, I remember SNICK.
Very nostalgic.
SNICK, they had the orange couch.
Very nostalgic. SNICK. So Ren and Stimpy is my number three.
Number three.
And we are getting down to the good stuff,
This
brother.
Is good. This is getting good.
So,
all right.
What's
all right.
your number two,
all right,
Andy?
One and two combat each other. Now two, I'm going to go anti-Gerald here.
Mm.
And I pick number two, not just because I like it, but because it's arguably the greatest cartoon show in history.
Here we go.
Say no more. It's the Simpsons.
Here we go.
The Simpsons has been, what is this, 30 years, 40 years?
It's going on.
How long
on,
has this going on?
I
remember I had a Bart Simpson t-shirt in the 80s that said I Carumba on it. The Simpsons, great writing, great... great characters, great voices. We're talking about Hank Azaria, you know, Mr. Simpson. Great characters. Once again, the social commentary, which I love. They put so much into these shows. The Treehouse of Horror every year is classic. Like, I don't watch The Simpsons anymore, but I guarantee you, if I turn on the TV, if I had TV, and turned it on and watched it, I'd still be entertained.
You know,
this
cool.
is just the longevity of it, the brilliance of it, the characters. You cannot beat The Simpsons as far as a cartoon show.
What's cool
you
can't about you? I agree with you. It's on my honorable mentions. What's cool
was
about,
that the one you didn't pick?
Yeah, that's the one I didn't put on there. And
the
I'll
Simpsons,
tell you why.
Man.
But what's cool about The Simpsons is if you don't watch it, you still know all the characters in pop culture. I mean, right? They have transcended and broke through.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who Homer Simpson is.
Homer Simpson
Everybody
is
knows.
The lower class you know? Drunk idiot. I mean, it's your drunk father. I mean, that's who it is.
And everybody knows Marge. Bart Simpson.
Bart.
You know, I mean, everybody knows.
What kid did not want to be Bart Simpson?
Everybody knows these characters. And I haven't watched The Simpsons in.
Maggie, Lisa.
I mean,
Bleeding Gums Murphy,
Apu,
The Friends, Moe's Diner, Bar.
If I had to guess, I probably haven't sat down and watched a Simpsons episode in over 10 years.
No one has.
But I know exactly. them all. I did watch the Simpsons movie, which was maybe less than 10 years ago.
Yes, I thought
they
that was pretty good. I enjoyed
that,
it.
That was good. But yeah, I mean, that's
the funny
what,
thing about the movie is the movie started out with Homer Simpson watching a, what's the show they used to watch on the show? It was like the show with the cat killing the mouse. So they're in the theater. The Simpsons are in the theater watching this, but in a movie. And he stands up and looks at the audience, looks at you and goes, we're paying to watch something you can see on TV for free? Idiots! So it starts off with this joke like, yes, this is just a long episode.
Yeah, like they're being self-aware.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, we're making it
Yes,
again.
But The Simpsons, I mean, you're right. It transcends. It was the beginning of Fox as a network.
Well,
mean,
that was the one. It started out. They started out as little shorts on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah.
You remember that? Which was in, I believe that was in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But they were like at the end of the Tracy Ullman show, they would do little shorts on over the credits.
Yeah.
And then it ended up getting picked up as an animated series, and here we are 30 years later.
So much of what cartoon shows are today owe it to the Simpsons.
It's cultural impact and it's pop culture references. I mean, I absolutely support the pick. I just couldn't put it on my top five because I don't watch it anymore and I'm not connected to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Personally.
Growing up, I watched it was it Sunday nights? I forgot what night it came on.
It
I watched
on
it every week. I watched it every week growing up and reruns of it. I mean, I just.
And it made it okay for up until today for networks to sign animated series.
Exactly.
They're like, The Simpsons have been going for 30 years.
Probably,
let's
think
throw,
about it. Probably
you know,
the first popular animated series.
Sure.
Like,
In prime time. And now, you know, they're everywhere. You know, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but, you know, there's several that are on today. I'll mention a couple later, but The Simpsons started that. You know, yeah. Without the success of The Simpsons, it wouldn't be happening. So, yeah. All right, my number two, man, is...
All right, give it to me. I'm excited.
All right, now, my top two are classics, brother. Classics. Four Founders. These are... And this is going to apply to my number one as well. So, number two is a show that I showed my daughter when she was... You know, she's 17 now. So several 15, 16 years ago, I started showing this to her when she was very little.
Really?
We still watch clips of it. I have DVD collections of this show.
Oh, my goodness.
I've shown Logan, my son, who's 5, clips of this. I will be showing my new kid this show.
What is it?
This show.
What is it?
And my number one as well will live on as long as I'm alive forever. Yeah. I mean, I will be sharing these with as many people as I can. My number two, much like you said with Muppet Babies, yeah. I would not miss this. Saturday morning, and it was reruns because this aired in the 30s and 40s originally.
Woo!
I'm sorry, 40s and 50s.
Yeah, okay.
So this show started in 1940 and it ran until 1958, so 18 years.
Okay.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry is my number two.
Is that the first cartoon?
Tom and Jerry is a throwback, brother. So,
because that even predates Looney Tunes, which was what, 60s, 70s.
It doesn't predate it. It's the Looney Tunes was 1933, and Tom and Jerry came around in 1940.
Okay, and Looney Tunes, I think, went longer.
It was in that what they had more. It was in what they call the, you know, the Renaissance for animation.
Okay, got it.
So it was part of that kind of uprising.
Oh, but man,
come on, man, classic cat and mouse game, right? Dude. Every episode, exactly. Every episode.
And it's so simple because the cat's chasing the mouse.
That's it. And different scenarios. And, you know, they had Halloween specials, they had Christmas specials, but I mean, just different scenarios. But the whole time, this mouse is outsmarting the cat, Tom. And the cat, today I'm going to get this mouse. And what's cool about Tom and Jerry, too, is over the course of several years on the show, they kind of became partners in a way, which was weird.
Oh, okay.
You kind of thought of them as like, they're friends. But, you know, what would Tom do with Jerry if he really caught him? Would he eat him or would he, you know what I mean?
You
know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of got that sense over the course of time.
The cat needs the mouse.
Yeah.
So he can have something to chase. The mouse needs the cat so he can have someone to run from. That's deep, bro.
You know, very little, if any, dialogue in the show.
No, not at all.
Yeah, the two of them didn't talk until much later, which fans hated. But the two of them didn't talk. Every once in a while, the owner, Tom's owner, would say something. But, I mean, very little dialogue. It's just a cat and mouse chase game. You know, I can remember episodes where, you know, the family goes to the beach. Who takes their cat to the beach, first of all? But, you know, the family goes to the beach, takes Tom to the beach, you know, and Jerry ends up popping up out of the sand. And there's a whole episode of him trying to get, you know, Jerry at the beach. It's just different scenarios, but it's literally just a cat and a mouse.
Yeah.
Chase game, you know, and it's just a lot of fun, man. And it's fun for the whole family. And like I said, I show Logan clips on YouTube, and I showed Madison the DVDs when she was growing up. And, you know, my kids are going to know that was the 40s and 50s, you know, and that there's something to be said for the fact that they will know who Tom and Jerry and who my number one characters are, because, you know, I'm going to make sure that's instilled in them, because that's when cartoons started, man.
Yeah.
I mean, those are timeless.
That's crazy. Because think back then, I think nowadays, of course, now I don't know. Simpsons.
Were you into Tom and Jerry?
Is drawn, I think, in China or something. You know, the creators actually draw them, but they're produced and it takes a while. But nowadays, a lot of things are done on a computer.
Right.
But of course, back in the day, you're talking about, you know, like these guys sitting in a room drawing panel after panel after panel after panel and filming them like that. So, I mean, it's just beautiful the way the art form came about.
Right.
That's just really cool. I never watched Tom and Jerry. I was a Looney Tunes guy. Have you seen episodes or not? Probably one or two.
It's just good, man.
You know, my cat and mouse was Sylvester chasing Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird, right. It's a very similar formula. Yes. And like I said, they came along in that renaissance. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I guess because I was, watching those Saturday morning reruns every day from age 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
So it's just nostalgia, man. You know, my dad introduced it to me. It's like, hey, you know, we're going to watch Tom and Jerry 9 a.m. You know, be there. And every Saturday we're watching Tom and Jerry. You know,
that's wonderful.
It didn't matter. I mean, it's the same. Every 8 weeks, the same episode. Literally. Yeah. It's just Jerry's outsmarting Tom. Is he going to get him? If he gets him, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
There were a couple times when he did get him and you're like, oh shit, Jerry's screwed. And then he gets away. You know, so it was a lot of fun, man. So Tom and Jerry's my number two. And
number
guess what?
Two.
Drum roll. We're up to our number ones. Already named The Simpsons. I got to be honest. I thought that was going to be your number one. No, so you're even surprising your partner.
Here's the thing. Check it out, bro. Simpsons, arguably the greatest cartoon of all time.
Sure.
But as far as my personal favorite, the cartoon that makes me laugh out loud mm-hmm. that I can't believe the genius of.
Yes.
That, yes, I also understand the vulgarity and why some people can't stomach it, but South Park, for me, is the greatest cartoon of all time, personally.
It's a good one, but do you still...
My goodness, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are geniuses. Here's the genius of South Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's... Nothing is sacred. Unrelenting yes. humor. They make fun of everything Absolutely. Relentlessly. When they pick a target, the target's gonna get it.
Yeah.
I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Going down to South Park, gonna leave my woes behind.
Ample parking day or night, people spouting party never.
Heading on up to South Park, gonna see if I can't unwind. So come on down to South Park and meet some friends.
And these characters, I mean, they do almost all the characters, just them two.
Right.
So when you hear Stan and Kyle and Eric and Kenny all conversing, you're hearing that friendship. They love each other. They hate each other. Everybody wants to be Eric Cartman, the little shithead who says whatever yeah. he wants. Of course, maybe we're not as racist as he is.
Respect and
maybe
we're my not, authority.
Exactly. But we all want to go around life saying whatever we want.
Yeah, sure.
And the great thing about it, not only is it absolutely hilarious, not only are they geniuses, if you've seen South Park the movie, which is a musical.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, it's a genius movie. If you've transcended South Park and seen the Broadway show Book of Mormon, you know that Trey Parker and Matt Stone are geniuses. Right, they know exactly what they're doing. But the great thing is, through this social commentary, they had these tidbits of like, that's life. Yeah. I remember early on in the episodes, at the end of every episode, either Kyle or Stan would say, I've learned something today. And they share this tidbit of wisdom with you. So through this commentary, and it's not like subtle commentary, the one black kid at their school is named Token. He's the token black kid.
Right, I remember.
Like
that.
They don't hold out.
Right.
Jimmy the crippled kid, you know, he can right. barely talk. So right. they make fun of everything. They have no band-aids. Yeah. They have no filter. And I just think Trey Parker and Matt Stone are absolute geniuses.
South Park's on honorable mentions. That was started in 97, so that's right around.
I remember when my brother showed me, he said, I got this thing you gotta watch. And it was the very first episode. It was terribly done. It was about Santa Claus and Jesus getting in a fight.
Right.
It was their first thing that before South Park came. So my brother actually introduced it to me before it even aired.
Yeah, but I mean, it set the tone though. And Mr. Hankey.
Yeah, the Crispin Poo.
Kenny dying every episode.
Every episode.
It's just good stuff, man.
Yes.
It's on honorable mentions. I just haven't watched in so long. I did love the movie.
So
bigger, longer, good. And uncut. That was a good movie.
And they make it a week at a time. Like they have this wonderful, if you want to know how they make it, they have this wonderful documentary called 7 Days Till Air.
Okay.
They make them a week at a time. So they only make like 12 episodes a season because they can't take the stress. So when things happen, it's on the episode that week.
Right,
they're cutting
right.
They're writing it. And they ride every way. Like, you know, last couple of years, everything about PC, PC, PC. They have PC Principal. who will like yell at you and dog so you if you do anything that's not PC.
So do you still watch it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely.
See, I haven't seen it so long, man. Yeah. I used to watch it religiously.
I'm not keeping up, but on Hulu you can watch every episode, so I try to keep up if I can.
That's awesome, man. You know, I used to watch it in the 90s and early 2000s. I just haven't watched it in so long, but it is on honorable mentions. It was a big time deal for me in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was right around the
yeah, exactly.
Ren and Stimpy time.
Man.
So I enjoyed South Park back in the day. And
They've done everything.
I love the movie, man.
And talk about a homage to Simpsons. There's this one episode where Professor Chaos is the evil genius that is Butters. Butters' alter ego is mm-hmm. Professor Chaos. And he wants to do something to destroy the world. And every time he comes up with a plan, his little minion says, oh, the Simpsons did it. So the whole episode is about the Simpsons did it. The Simpsons did it. So everything he tries to come up with, oh, the Simpsons did it. This episode. So they pay homage as well to the greats.
There you go, man.
South Park is, I mean.
South Park.
I laugh out
number one.
Loud when I think
what's your, about... Who's your favorite character? South Park.
Oh, probably Eric Cartman.
Cartman,
I mean, just...
Iconic.
But, tie between him and Stan's dad, Randy Marsh. he's a fool. I mean,
yeah.
He drinks all the time. And he's a middle class white male.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, you know, hey, you know. I mean,
there's
this one
man.
Episode where he just gets into things and he starts cooking. He wants to be, he just starts watching all these like chef shows and stuff. It's almost right. like pornography. His wife's like, don't watch that naughty channel.
Right.
He's like, I'm not going to watch that, Sharon. And she goes to bed. He like clicks it on. And he's like, he wants to become a chef. And
I can remember. I don't even know if he's still on there, but I love the chef.
Voiced
by Isaac Hayes, right?
Yeah, voiced by Isaac Hayes.
And
who quit the show after they did a show on Scientology. Making fun of Scientology, chef quit.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he's
Isaac Hayes, Sir Isaac Hayes, I think, right? Sir Isaac, no, Isaac Hayes was with them for years and years and years. And they made fun of everything. But when they made fun of Scientology, he's like, I'm out.
Because he's a Scientologist? Because he's a Scientologist. Oh, I didn't even know he was.
So then they did, then they brought him back as like this. They took clips from all his previous ones and made a character who was like just saying random things. Like, what's wrong? Chef has been brainwashed. And they did an episode about how Chef, quote, has been brainwashed by this organization. They don't hold it against him. So they even made fun of Chef in a beautiful way because he's been brainwashed by Scientology. Fascinating. I'm telling you, social commentary.
That is good. That is good.
But I'll stop now. I mean, I need your number one, but that's my, I just love it.
Well,
South Park's my jam.
South Park is your jam, and I can tell you enjoy the fact that you still watch it's cool. I
can watch the movie, South Park the movie, over and over
again. It's hilarious, man.
Did you see the Book of Mormon when it came to
no,
Deepak?
No, I wish.
Dude.
I wish. I want to see that. We're going to see Hamilton, though, this month.
Really?
Yeah, well, my wife secured, or my wife's sister. My sister-in-law secured tickets for us to go see that.
At
so
Deepak?
I'm excited about that. Yeah, Deepak. Yeah.
For those of you who are not local, Deepak is the Durham Performing Arts Center.
Accurate, accurate. All right, my number one's already been mentioned. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. You love nostalgia. You like that
Looney
classic
Tunes.
Stuff. Bugs Bunny.
Looney Tunes is my number one, brother. You know, we're talking about the iconic characters that came out of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And the Looney Tunes is the same way, man. I mean, listen to some of these names. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, Tweety, Sylvester, Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, Speedy Gonzales.
I hate that
Marvin
rabbit.
The Martian. I mean, you know, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. I mean, these are all Looney Tunes characters, okay?
They're embedded into our life now. Everyone knows. Like, when you're born, you know what? You know who Bugs Bunny is.
So
it's embedded into the human condition.
The Looney Tunes are literally, now, you know, some people will say that Disney started originally, which is true, because Disney cartoons with the old black and white Mickey Mouse cartoons were like the first ones that were aired. And then Looney Tunes came along in the early 30s,
Looney Tunes
a few years
broke
after
doors
that.
Down.
But Looney Tunes is really what, is what just laid out the carpet for literally every cartoon.
You think
that
about
came after
South, like I say South Park's breaking down barriers. No, Looney Tunes broke down the barriers.
Yeah, and people say that it's not PC. And
of course it's not.
It's outdated.
That's the beauty of it.
It's outdated. And, you know, but then again, we're in 2018 and everything is.
I
mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, insensitive, but I'm just saying that, you know, literally anything will offend anyone these days. So, I respect that too, but
you respect the fact that everything offends someone.
No, I respect the fact that we're in a sensitive society right now.
I dig it.
Is the best way to put it, I guess. Yeah. But you know, this started in 1933.
I can't believe it's that old. I didn't even know when I picked it that it was that old.
So anyway, I mean, you know, I just mentioned the iconic characters, but these are feel good shorts. You know, they're all 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and they would do a couple different ones, which would make up a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
So I love them all, man. I mean, the Roadrunner and Coyote. We were talking about Tom and Jerry.
That's the cat mouse thing. Acme. The Coyote would always order things. Where'd he get the money? Where'd he get the postage?
Exactly.
He'd always order the, like, Acme do-it-yourself anvils.
One of my absolute
bombs.
That I show my children on YouTube. Uh-huh. I found a clip of it finally, which was very hard for me to do, actually. And I saved it. You know how you can save YouTube videos?
Yeah.
So I saved it so I wouldn't lose it. So now I can go back and watch it whenever I want, because it was just like one of these random episodes of Coyote and Roadrunner. But one of my favorite things that I just am like a 4-year-old idiot just cracking up at, and even my 5-year-old son's looking at me going, is this that funny?
This is not good.
But I love it. So, you know, obviously the Coyote is chasing the Roadrunner the whole episode, right? So he puts the bird, there's a bridge.
Yeah.
There's a giant high bridge, right?
Yeah.
And he puts the bird seat in the middle of the bridge.
Of course, he's going to blow it up. He's going to blow the bridge up.
No. So he's under the bridge with a hacksaw. Okay, under the where the food is. So the Roadrunner comes up to the food, starts eating the food. So the Coyote from underneath cuts out a hole where the Roadrunner is, so he'll fall out, and the whole bridge collapses.
That reminds me of
when
the Roadrunner is running and he paints a hole in a mountain, and the Roadrunner goes in it, and he tries to follow him, and pap!
Yeah, and then he does it. Yeah, it's just so, it doesn't make any sense. It suspends all disbelief.
Yeah.
You know, Coyote will be falling off cliffs with boulders falling on top of him, and you know, just like, he dies 5-6 times every episode, and I don't know, it's just awesome, man. And then, we're talking about Bugs Bunny. I mean, so many iconic Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd shorts. You know, you were talking about Duck Season. When Bugs is in the hair, he's doing his head. He's massaging his head to Mozart. You know, just classic, man. And I just love Looney Tunes. And, you know, Looney Tunes and Tom and Jerry, my top two, are really interchangeable. But I can just watch them anytime, you know, sitting down with my kids and just say, let's just laugh for 12 minutes. This is just hilarious. And there's just so many iconic characters that came out of Looney Tunes. And I know that it's frowned upon some of the social stuff that's in there in 2018. Mm-hmm. But it's still a nostalgia thing for me. And yeah. It just makes me feel good, man. And like I said, it's cool to be able to sit down and just forget about adulthood.
Yeah.
for a minute, you know. Because these were really written, if you think in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, these shorts were written to entertain children.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not like what I was talking about with SpongeBob, which will throw in adult humor.
Yeah.
No, this these are purely silly. Like you can be 1 year old to, mm-hmm. you know, 15 years old. That's mm-hmm. what this demographic
How
is.
Delicious did Bugs Bunny make carrots look? I hate really carrots. Really I don't did. Like carrots at all. But the way he cooked them, he put them on the skewer and turn them around.
Yeah.
He cut the holes in the top and filled sure. them with things. Like, sure. Like, man, carrots look delicious when he makes them.
All right, brother. So we're going to do, we're going to open up the suggestion box in a minute and go over to social media. But before we do that, did you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I have two. One was Saturday Night Nickelodeon. Like, I don't even know why I love this cartoon. My wife and I used to watch it together. We went to see the movie in the theaters, The Rugrats.
Oh, okay.
Rugrats was Doug, Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy. That was Saturday Night Nickelodeon. It has that Peanuts feel to it. And of course, I didn't pick Peanuts because that's a cartoon strip who had a couple of animated specials. But it had that feel like what happens when you give children adult situations. Like when the movie comes out, Tommy Pickles, the young baby, has a younger brother named Dill Pickles. He's born in the movie. And they hate him because he cries all the time. So the kids get together and they're going to take him back to the hospital and get their money back. So we're going to take this kid back. And the whole thing's about them trying to take the kid back to the hospital and get the money's back. Like, we're going to take we hate your brother. We're going to take him back and get the money's back. And, you know, all heck breaks loose. But yeah. Rugrats. I just love that show, just entertained me so much.
Yeah, Rugrats was
Rugrats
cool.
Rugrats was my jam.
Rugrats was cool. What was your other one?
My other one was, I fell in love with this probably in the last 5 years. I watched the whole thing. Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Really?
Now, it came on Nickelodeon.
Oh, that was the M. Night Shyamalan thing, right?
I don't know.
M. Night Shyamalan, I think, did the movie for that. There was the movie, The Last Airbender.
No, it was not good. It was not good.
I didn't see it.
But it was about these four tribes, the air, fire, earth, and water, and these benders who can bend air, fire, earth, and water. And it's a time where the Fire Nation has kind of taken over the entire world, and the Avatar, who's an embodiment of this one being who comes into life every, you know, certain time of years to keep to restore the balance, he has to learn all the different bending styles and basically save the world. So it has a very mystical quality to it, and that for me, that and Dragon Ball Z are almost interchangeable for me.
I was going to say they sound very similar.
I put Dragon Ball Z in there because that meant more to my life, but Avatar: The Last Airbender, it was four seasons or four books. And they did another one called Korra, who was the next Avatar. I didn't like that one as much. But okay. Avatar was my jam. That was a good show.
All right. Go ahead and, because we forgot to do it, go ahead and give me your top five again, your countdown. Let's do a wrap up.
Oh my gosh. Now I have to remember them? I can't remember my whole list. Okay. Number five was the Looney Tunes.
I thought you said you're good.
Number five was the Looney Tunes. Number four was Dragon Ball Z. Number three was the Muppet Babies. Number two was the Simpsons. And number one was South Park.
There you go. My top five were five was SpongeBob, SquarePants. Lives in a pineapple under the sea, brother.
Yes, you have SquarePants on today. I didn't put that together until you said that.
Number four was Pinky and the Brain. Number three was Ren and Stimpy Show. Number two was Tom and Jerry. And number one was Looney Tunes.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The only crossover we had there was Looney Tunes.
Yeah, man.
All right, let me give you a few honorable mentions.
Yeah,
before we shout out the fans over on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. So for me, a couple that I really wanted to put in my list, but you only have five spots, right?
You only get five spots, brother.
And there's a little bit of theme. But from 1960, it ran in the 60s, the Flintstones.
Oh, the Flintstones.
Yeah, man, just, you know, a hard-working blue-collar family.
And a great cereal.
It is a great cereal. Fruity Pebbles.
Yes.
And Cocoa Cocoa Pebbles as well. Yeah. You can have chocolate and fruit, whatever you want. But the Flintstones, Adventure Time, which is over on Cartoon Network.
I have no idea what that is.
I love Adventure Time, man. That one's only been around. That's a recent one. It's only been around for about 5 or 6 years, but that's a good series. It's about a kid's imagination.
Okay.
And him and his dog get into all these different adventures.
Beautiful.
But it's really just in his mind. It's got a little sci-fi flair to it, too. Scooby-Doo, man. Hey, as a horror fan as I am, it's kind of like a ghost story kind of mystery show. And then the only other one that I'll mention before I go over to the fans is another one. I'm so sorry. I didn't actually intend to do this, but another one from my stoner days. I used to watch Stoned, but Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead. Yeah,
over
they just sit there and watch videos.
Yeah, just literally stoned watching music videos. Yeah. And that's what I was literally doing.
Did you watch the movie Beavis and Butthead Across America?
I did, yeah. I did.
You know what
great soundtrack to that
You know what
too?
My favorite cartoon that my kids watched was? That I didn't even think about, but I loved it. Backyardigans.
Oh,
my kids used to watch
The
Backyardigans. And it was like they always had music and they always sang songs and did dances. I just love The Backyardigans.
So let's go over to, let's open up the suggestion box.
Let's do it. The box. That's the sound of the box opening.
That's the box.
We need all right, so the suggestion WD-40 box. WD-40 on the box.
We do, man. We've got an old box for some reason. We've only been doing this for a couple of months.
Well, the box came out when the Looney Tunes came out.
Is that what it is?
1930.
It's a Looney Tunes box. All right, so let's see. Over on Twitter. So this was a hot topic, brother. We got a lot
love
of
it. People love it. People are getting stoned watching cartoons out
we
there.
We got a ton of feedback for this topic. And this was actually voted on by the fans. They wanted us to do this topic. So that makes sense.
Oh, the fans spoken.
But see, Paul from the Varmints podcast had quite a few.
Okay.
But let's see. He shouted out Ren and Stimpy. He put up a little gif of them dancing.
Ah, Ren and
Stimpy. I agree with him. I told him, I said, I smoked so much weed while watching that. And he said, that's the proper way to watch that cartoon. So thank you, Paul. Earth919 podcast right. over on Twitter. They listed here. I actually didn't know they were going to do this, but they got a couple of yours in here, brother. Actually, they got, let's see. I'll just listen. So their top five were South Park.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Nice.
There you go. Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Little shout out for me. Archer.
Archer? Archer. I know what you're talking about. I've never seen Archer, but I know what you're talking about.
And King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. That came on after Beavis and Butthead. That was kind of like...
They were, that's right. Yeah, they were kind of back to back.
Bobby.
Mike Marlowe over on Twitter. We already talked about it, but he said the Animaniacs.
The Animaniacs.
And that was another one my wife mentioned as
Remember Tiny Toons?
Yeah, I do.
The Looney Tunes,
the
children. The children, but you know,
they kind of like
Buster
had
Bunny.
They tried to do like a Muppet baby kind of thing.
They went to school to learn to be like Bugs.
But Mike Marlowe said Animaniacs, which was one of my wife's as well.
Animaniacs.
Let's see. More Gooder Than. We love those guys. He was just on. Right. Chris, I just had Chris on. We did a bonus episode for our top five Queen songs.
Oh, goodness. That movie coming out. My wife and I are going to see it on a date.
Thank you, Chris.
A hot date.
We had a blast recording that. But he said Gargoyles, which I've never watched.
Gargoyles.
But I think that was 80s.
Okay. Gargoyles.
Let's see. Via VHS, who's making his triumphant return to podcasting.
Wonderful. He got a lot of cartoons on the VHS.
Huh? Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. He put up a GIF here. I got to be honest. I don't know what it is. I think it's cow and chicken, though. Cow versus chicken. I think it's cow versus chicken.
All right.
I'm going to have to ask Wesley about that. But
I've seen that. I've seen that, but I think that's
cow and chicken or cow versus chicken, something like that.
I know what that is.
Carrie from our network, she put up a GIF of, that's King of the Hill, right?
I have no idea.
They're putting up these GIFs and I don't know what they are, but I think that's King of the Hill or Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
That's Bob's Burgers.
Dude, I have a friend who likes Bob's Burgers. That's a relatively new show. Daniel Tosh does that show.
Oh, he does.
And it's like, it makes South Park looks kind of mundane. It's very, very, I hear it's very, very.
Another shout out to a former guest on our show that came on in October. All right. And we discussed modern horror films.
Modern horror
films. Make sure you check out Kim and Ket Stay Alive, but they put Ren and Stimpy and Bob's Burgers.
All right.
Looney Tunes.
I got some Looney Tunes.
Gidget Von LaRue.
Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, how good was he, man? Gidget Von LaRue, our good friend of the show over in Australia, said the Looney Tunes, which I love. Dude. And then Phil Rude over on Twitter responded to her and he said, political correctness be damned. Nothing will ever top Looney Tunes.
Exactly.
There you go. I love it. All right. So the last few, let's head over to our Facebook fan page. Okay. Guys, do me a favor. Join up in the Facebook fan community. That is where we interact with our fans the
most. Is that
most.
What we do? Okay, cool.
Let's see. We got some good ones over there too. Dan Brennick of Netflix and Swill said BoJack Horseman. I've not seen it.
These guys have a catalog that I'm just not familiar with. I'm not watching. I'm not smoking enough weed, and I'm not watching enough cartoons.
I've not seen it.
I need to change my life.
I've not seen it, and I've heard great things about it. It is a Netflix original. All I know is it's a talking horse. That's all I know.
See, there's a lot of stoners out there who want to get their life together. Yeah. My life's together. I want to start smoking more weed.
There you go.
I need to go backwards.
Tony Dobbish on the Facebook fan page. Love him. He's a great dude. He's been a great supporter of the show the last few weeks. He said it's a tough topic. But I personally love Batman, the animated series.
Oh, that was good.
That's a good one.
That was dark.
It was a dark
one. And the voice of Mark Hamill as Joker, maybe?
I know, yeah.
That was a good one. Batman.
A lot of people argue Mark Hamill's voice performance is one of the best. I mean, just overall of the Joker.
Yeah, people talk. People talk. And people are talking.
So one of my favorite dudes in the entire world, Justin from Epic Film Guys. Here's his top five. Right. Batman, the animated series, is number one.
Okay, got it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
X-Men. Good.
I never saw X-Men. Yeah,
that's good. I saw
the animated one.
The Thundercats.
Oh, Thundercats. So I had that sword and the toys. Good, yeah, the Thundercats. Chitara. So I had a little crush on Chitara.
Yeah.
She was a cheetah, but it was a girl and had a staff. I was like,
who didn't, man? Beavis and Butthead and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original.
Oh, Teenage Mutant. I also had that. Now we're going back to my youth. Yeah. Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was my jam.
Justin Winters.
They're heroes in a half shell. That's right.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Make it snappy. Okay. Justin Winters from So I Married a Movie Geek. Love that guy. I love Chrissy, his wife. They do So I Married a Movie Geek. I was just on their 1983 movie draft, and I'm losing in the polls, which I'm upset about. But
I voted for you, man.
Did you vote for me? Thank you so much, brother. I'll get past it.
Not because I have any respect for you, because I feel sorry for you.
Not because I had a good list.
You got to give Gerald something.
Well, let's see. He said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, he said Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Inspector Gadget. We didn't mention Inspector Gadget.
The Brain. They had Brain. They had a Brain as well. Brain was the dog.
That's right.
And
Thundercats and He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
Oh, He-Man. And then, of course, the spinoff, She-Ra.
She-Ra.
I had Grayskull. I had Castle Grayskull, like the toy.
She was high.
I had Grayskull.
All right, look. And then the last one I'll mention, Amanda, great friend of the show. She did TV Moms with us on a bonus episode of Love Amanda from Picture Show A-Go-Go. I love saying her.
Picture Show A-Go-Go.
In no particular order, Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Doug.
Doug.
We didn't mention Doug.
Saturday Night Nickelodeon. I saw the movie Doug the Movie.
That's a good one. Muppet Babies. Yeah, I know you love that one.
Yeah.
Batman, the animated series. A lot of shout-outs for that one.
Good stuff.
And Animaniacs again.
Huh.
So there you go, Amanda.
She's got a list.
So much for all the feedback.
Dude.
We love it. This was a hot topic, man. Everybody blew us up for the animated series.
Close
that suggestion box.
All right.
Let's tell everybody what we're doing next month. All right, so.
I have no idea. Do you know?
Next month now. I don't know if. I got to talk to you about your schedule, brother. We got to get my schedule. We got to get together.
I say schedule.
At a minimum, we'll be doing this one next month. We're doing our top five Elton John songs.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So get ready.
My top five.
Don't tell me now.
Hold on, I got one.
All right,
don't tell me now.
Tell me your five favorite Elton songs, and I'll bring my five favorite Elton songs. We share that artist. We both love Elton.
Sometimes when I think about you, I think you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Is that going to be one of yours? You're not supposed to give away any spoilers.
No, I'm talking about you.
Would you like me to dress like Marilyn Monroe for that episode?
I would love that.
That would not go well.
And sing Happy Birthday to me?
That would not go well, brother.
Afterbreath.
That would not go well.
Elton John, man.
So that was our top five TV cartoons.
Okay.
Animated television series.
I'm going to have to go back and watch some more cartoons.
Mine, now that I'm looking at mine, I'm like, you know, I probably should have been a little bit more non-5-year-old in mine. I feel like literally all of mine are like, if you're five, my list is the shit, brother.
Yes, you're going to get a lot of votes.
But I mean, at least you had South Park and Dragon Ball Z and Simpsons, which are a little bit more, you know, you're appealing to more people. You'll probably win the poll.
You think I win the poll?
You'll probably win the poll this month.
There's a poll?
There's a poll. By the way, for the last one we did, which was Movies at Halloween Time, I did win that poll.
Okay.
Let me find the poll.
I lost in the poll?
You did. Well, two in a row.
Talking about, like, you know, 5-year-olds, all mine were cartoon movies. I mean, I don't like horror movies.
When I put the poll up there, I put, you know, Andy's family friendly list.
Family friendly.
Or Gerald's horror fest.
Deeply disturbed list.
Gerald's psychopath list. Yes. So I won 54% to 46%.
Hey,
so
that's pretty close.
It was close.
That's pretty close.
We only got 13 votes.
So you have control of the house now?
Well, let's not get into that. Talk about horror movies again. But we only got 13 votes. We got 7 the first time, so we're moving up in the world. We almost doubled our votes. So 54 to 46, but hey, whatever.
Whatever.
It was a good list. You had a good family-friendly list.
I did the best I can.
And this time I did the family-friendly thing with TV cartoons. Andy, why don't you give us your final thought, brother? I know we're wrapping up a TV. You know, we had fun with this one, TV cartoons. We're doing Elton John next month. Yeah. What's your final thought for the people?
There is a level of childish joy that I still think lives in all of our lives. The thing that makes us happy for no reason at all. Like, it's not about how much I can produce today. It's not about how much I can, you know, better myself today or whatnot. It's not about these big kind of adult ideas. It's just about these simple pleasures of life. And I think when I look at these cartoons, it reminds me that I want to take more time to enjoy the simple pleasures. So I'm asking you to take some time today to walk in the grass barefooted, to feel the breeze, or to watch a cartoon. I guess you can smoke weed if you want, but feel good. Have that childish pleasure, that joy that just comes from being.
I love it, man. You know? I love it. I love you. This was a lot of fun, brother.
Yes.
So let's see each other soon.
Okay.
And let's, by the way, let's make a real quick announcement.
Okay.
This episode, which will be up in a few days, is our 2-year anniversary.
Hey!
To the show.
Whee!
2 years
two
this
peas,
week.
2 years.
2 years
a
this
year
week.
A year for each
pea. You know, went through some ups and downs. We had a little bit of a hiatus. We did a revamp. But hey, we're having a good time, brother. And we're still enjoying ourselves. And we hope the public is as well. So 2 years. I love you. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, man. Happy
anniversary. I'll see you soon.
I brought you flowers and candy.
I don't know if I'm going to see you before Thanksgiving, so just, you know, be careful out there.
That's
a lot of crazy shit.
Okay, I will.
Thanksgiving.
I'm not a turkey. Mashed
potatoes flying all over the place.
I'm not a turkey. I'm going to be okay.
Just be careful. Don't, you know, just be careful what you, you know, just be careful out there. Thanksgiving can be dangerous. All right. I don't know what that means. Okay. All right, I'll see you next time, bro.
I'll be here next time.
That's all, folks.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.